Los Alamos National Laboratory researchers are reporting a major breakthrough in development of a vaccine against HIV. The research was conducted in monkeys and used what's called a mosaic vaccine, capable of recognizing the common parts among multiple strains of the virus. The researchers observed an 87 to 90% reduction in monkeys' probability of becoming infected each time they were exposed to the virus. The strain of virus used for the study was approximately 100-fold more injections than typical sexual HIV exposures in humans. Clinical trials of the vaccine will begin next year. State Environment and Kirtland Air Force Base officials have begun the first large-scale test of a system for pumping and treating water contaminated by a huge underground jet fuel spill. Officials held a news conference Wednesday to showcase the system, which was to pump 70,000 gallons of contaminated water from the underground aquifer that feeds Albuquerque's water supply. State higher education officials are proposing a new system for public funding of universities and community colleges. The Las Cruces Sun News reports the proposal was developed by New Mexico State University administrators and has widespread support among colleges and universities. The plan would have state lawmakers provide higher ed institutions level budgets, but adding the school's incentive funding to reward schools for performances, including student credit hours, as well as total degrees and research funding. Santa Fe City Councilors approved a number of amendments to the city charter that voters will decide upon in a special election next March. Among the proposals is one that would limit campaign contributions. Former City Councilor Karen Heldmeyer, speaking on behalf of the League of Women Voters, supports it.
We favor anything that limits the role of money in campaigns, including limiting campaign contributions in any way that's legal.
Another proposed amendment that broadens mayoral power will be considered by City Hall next month. The League of American Bicyclists has recognized Santa Fe as a silver-level bicycle-friendly community. The national advocacy organization says, quote, "The city is investing in bicycling with good results," noting the $20 million spent in bike infrastructure and facilities since 2006. Councilor Patty Boucher accepted the award, thanking the city's bicycle advocates.
It's just been an amazing outpouring of folks who understand that bicycling is really important, not just to the sustainability of Santa Fe, but also our economic development.
Santa Fe now outranks Albuquerque and Las Cruces in bicycle friendliness. Governor Susana Martinez appears in Albuquerque today with Comcast officials to announce the continuation of a program that provides low-cost broadband internet access to qualified families with school-aged children. The three-year-old program is credited with helping some 4,000 families in New Mexico bridge the digital divide. On Wednesday, the governor proposed a new $1.2 million program that would enable teachers to engage parents in their kids' day-to-day school performance with a host of internet tools. The Santa Fe Municipal Court is implementing a new case management system that will go live next week. However, because of the transition, the city says no court transactions, including payments, can take place from 3 p.m. today until the start of business Monday morning. Additionally, online payments through the site PayUSA website will also not be available. Just in time for Halloween, City of Santa Fe water customers are being offered a chance to give their water bill a treat by trading in their old showerhead for a new EPA WaterSense environmental low-flow model. The swap, intended to improve water efficiency, takes place today from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., as long as supplies last, at the City Water Division headquarters on West San Mateo Street. New Mexico's Spaceport America is expected to ask state lawmakers to provide $7 million to help finish the road leading to the facility from Las Cruces. That request is made necessary in part by Virgin Galactic's announcement that it won't begin space tourism flights until August of 2014, some 6 months later than anticipated. Virgin is Spaceport's anchor tenant, and the delay means less revenue at hand for the spaceport. Weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny and cool today, highs in the low 50s. It'll be clear and cold tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR News.